Support for NPR comes from Kauffman, the Foundation of Entrepreneurship, celebrating entrepreneurs who start businesses and change the world, on the web at kauffman.org.
At 8:04 in AM 580 News, roads are closed and cars submerged in parts of east central Illinois after 24 hours of heavy rain. As those rains continue in the Champaign-Urbana area, they have dissipated to our south in areas like Mattoon-Charleston and Effingham. The worst flooding is being seen in those areas, with a 24-hour storm total exceeding 9 inches in Martinsville and Clark County. Rain totals were in the 2 to 3 inch totals in and around Champaign County, Coles County around 4 to 5 inches and higher. Interstate 70 is reported covered by water in Clark County. Widespread flooding is reported in Effingham, and police say cars were submerged in the Coles County town of Oakland. Flood warnings continue for those areas for the next couple of hours. The heavy rains last night were accompanied by high winds and at least one unconfirmed report of a tornado. Winds ripped through an area just south of Mattoon, damaging two automobile dealerships and blowing the roof off a lumberyard building. Power is still out for about 2,800 Ameren customers in Illinois this morning, the majority of them in and around Mattoon, Charleston, and Oakland. Federal approval is all that stands in the way of Illinois hospitals to get $6.5 billion in extra funding over the next 5 years. Illinois lawmakers have reached a deal with the state's hospitals to distribute the money from wealthier hospitals, mainly in the Chicago suburbs, to facilities that treat more Medicaid and trauma patients or in rural areas. In east central Illinois, the result is a windfall as high as $8 million a year for Urbana's Carl Foundation Hospital, $550,000 for Gibson Area Hospital in Gibson City. That hospital's CEO, Rob Schmidt, says the money will fund future capital projects that will keep the facility up to date.
Our board is actually going to be doing a strategic board retreat next spring, and that's when we kind of set the stage for the next 3 to 5 years for the hospital. And so depending on what comes out of that retreat, then there's perhaps an opportunity for us to earmark some of these funds to go towards specific projects.
Under the previous three-year agreement, Gibson Area Hospital received about $400,000 a year. Each hospital in the state pays a tax that's used partially for various health care purposes in Illinois. The rest is matched with federal money and redistributed back to hospitals. Flood warnings continue for portions of Champaign County to the south, and it's 70 degrees right now at 8:06 Central.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Syme, and this week, the long road to the Democratic presidential nomination came to an end. Senator Barack Obama of Illinois won enough delegates to clinch the nomination and shifted his focus toward the race against Senator John McCain in the fall. Senator Hillary Clinton of New York is expected to officially end her campaign this morning and formally endorse Senator Obama. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
A moment in history to note, certainly in Senator Obama's winning the nomination. Senator Obama and Senator Clinton met at the home of Senator Dianne Feinstein, awful lot of senators.
Yes.
Dianne Feinstein's home on Thursday night. No aides were in the room, nobody else except those two senators.
They did quite a job of ducking the press, I must say. It may have been the first real one-on-one meeting in American politics in a century. But they did it, and they got in there, and Dianne Feinstein said to them, "Here's the living room. I'm going upstairs to do my work."
Do you think she listened, like with the bathroom glass over the door or something?
She would deny it, and on her behalf, I would deny it.
Now, I know nobody else was in the room except the two principals who aren't talking, but
we're
not going to let that deter you. What do you think went on?
The only thing I found out, they came out laughing. I mean, that Senator Feinstein was willing to say they came out laughing. So what happened there?
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Well, it's a big, big secret. I have to assume that one of the things that happened, they talked about how close they're going to work together and how much they love each other and they're sorry for anything that happened in the past. But if there was no mention made of the running mate position on the ticket, I would be very surprised. But it may have been only in terms of Senator Clinton saying, listen, people may have given the impression that I'm lobbying for this thing. I'm not lobbying for it. I don't want it in any way to constrict your hands on it. But she clearly wants it.
What are some of the factors Senator Obama has to weigh in making this decision?
She is a big asset in many ways and being able to handle a great deal of things given to her, like health care and other things. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, she's a strong-minded person. And presidents, generally speaking, don't like very, very strong-minded people to be their number twos. They want them to be a little more retiring. She is not the retiring type. There's also the Bill Clinton problem.
Yeah.
The idea of having a three-person White House, I don't think would appeal to Senator Obama.
All of that being noted, I happened to go back and read the account that Theodore H. White wrote about the choosing of Lyndon Johnson to be Jack Kennedy's running mate in 1960.
Yes.
Phil Graham,